So, but I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I'll stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I'll perform among them. After that, he will let you go. I like the words here. In other words, he will resist, but finally I will compel him. It's not that God will get a buy-in from Pharaoh. Not when you're talking about so many people, a labor force so big that it will be felt. The economy will certainly feel its absence. So he finally has to compare. And that's what you need to understand. When God wants you to succeed in an area, and there is somebody blocking it, God will get you through. Do not assist God. God will do it on his own way. But he will get. You know, some people say, no, you cannot get a promotion over my dead body. You know, that's a way of praying for your own death. Because God will still get his child promoted. But by that time, you'll not be there. I think that's what he's showing us. Some things God himself will compel the person. He will create circumstances, he will do miracles. Until Egypt has no alternative than to vomit the Israelites out of its economy. That's who God is. He's capable of doing miracles, capable of compelling people. But you know, there's a song that refers to, he does not just ask us to go, he does not compel us, he makes us willing to go. You know. Maybe the miracle is actually making Pharaoh willing to go, but it's because he has been compelled.